Ein.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, as I said, wide open phones in the shower. I covered the fact they bought millions of body bags, just identified well over 500,000 big plastic caskets out there by the airport in Georgia. FEMA admits it's built camps for the American people. The Rex 84 plan back in the 80s said they would build camps and put illegal aliens in them at first to sell the public on accepting them, but it was really for the general public. And then, lo and behold, they're doing that all over the nation right now. Well, the federal government wants to have youth brigades out on the streets, quote, finding the terrorists that are everywhere. And the biggest news is NBC News and the Chicago Tribune report. The governor is going to put National Guards on the streets, going door-to-door, confiscating guns in Illinois. And no one covers it, not the Second Amendment groups, no one. Kind of like nobody when they were on television saying, everyone will be disarmed. No one will be allowed to have guns. I ought to play some of those news clips for people that don't believe it. They put it on the news, said it was great, went around confiscating people's guns, and then I had to scream for like a month before the NRA said it was bad. I had listeners calling me going, you're making it up when I was playing the clips. Stop being in denial. The governor's announced they're going to use the National Guard criminally. You know, they Posse Comitatus said they couldn't use them to even, quote, fight terrorists. But they kind of amended it. But this even violates the amended version of that. I got a bunch of economic news. I got a ton of other news I want to go over here. This is Reuters. As faith in bank bailouts dims, losses set to deepen. Another headline, U.S. financial breaking point soon. GM's pain hits retirees. They just say, you don't get any more health care. We don't care what your pension says. Zero. That's the Baltimore Sun. As I told you he would do, Al Gore proposes global carbon tax. I had idiots constantly telling me that wasn't the plan. I just had their own documents. I mean, this is a big new world order. People say, well, they wouldn't get away with this. People would find out. We do find out. It's just your mainline news is 5-10 years late in reporting it to you. And most of these reporters I talk to aren't bad people. They report the press release they're given by government, and their editor won't let them get outside that box. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get off into how they got rid of muckrakers and real journalists and how an average-sized city like Austin, Texas, would have 5-6 newspapers. Something like New York would have 10-15 daily papers. All these cities are down to 1 or 2 papers now, and it's a bunch of garbage. And the newspapers, and I've seen all the different think tank studies on it, aren't losing their circulation because of the Internet. That's a small part of it. It's that it's a bunch of bull, and people know it. We don't want pap anymore. You know what pap is? It's rice cereal. It's the first food you feed a baby. I've got a 5-month-old, and we just started giving her pap. People don't want pap. I'm 34 years old. I want a big bone-in ribeye. I want mashed potatoes. I want a big blue cheese salad. Well, that's what this show is, baby. Big, giant, 25-ounce, prime bone-in ribeye, baby, all the juicy fat, all the juicy beef, everything you want. And we could save this country if you get off the diet of rice cereal. I mean, good Lord. All right, I said I got a call. Let's go to them. Let's talk to Hamilton in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you for holding, Hamilton. I'm so used to having the folks on the Daily Show go to the calls for me. I've got to shift back into the other gear. Let's go ahead and go to Hamilton. You're on the air, Hamilton.
Hey, Alex. Interesting times we're living in.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a computer thing. I'm sure everyone listening wants their computer to obey them and not someone else. Well, I want to alert your listeners to something called a TPM chip, which is a trusted computing module. Have you heard of this ever?
I know there's a lot of stuff coming with them standard that tracks and controls and lets Microsoft dial in and download, and it's all loving.
Oh, yeah. It's developed by something organization called the Trust and Computing Platform Alliance, and it was originally codenamed Palladium by Microsoft. It's already in many computer motherboards since 2006, and game consoles already use systems like this to prevent running unauthorized
games. Hey, Google announced 2 years ago that they're using the cameras in all the new computers to watch you, and I say it, and people don't believe me. You can't make this stuff up. But I guess that's not my brother.
It's like some science fiction or something. Well, anyway,
everything's wonderful. The coffins are good. Go ahead.
This is going to be marketed as a security feature that will, they'll say it's going to keep you safe, tolerable, and not listen
well, it's
to
like
that.
Thumb, it's like thumb scanning, but Microsoft said 8 years ago when the feds asked them to do it, they wanted to phase it in by 06. People don't want it. But notice a lot of the new keyboards have a thumbprinter or a finger access, index finger access.
Oh, yeah. I was with some guy who was like, isn't that cool? And I was like,
no, I've got the Homeland Security info right here. That is actually for the new law they want to pass to make a database where you log on to track everything you do on the web.
Yeah.
For the children.
And trusted computing, this thing is called trusted computing.
Oh, it's trusted. It's like Homeland Security. I mean, all these names. Listen, the shock bracelets Homeland Security wants every American to wear. I'm not kidding. It was 4 months after we reported it. Was in the Washington Post last week.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
But here's what's incredible. Listen to me, listeners. Cameras watching in your computers. Homeland Security wants everybody who gets on a plane, everyone, to wear a taser bracelet. And what do they call it? A safety bracelet. See how they manipulate things? But go ahead, I'll shut up.
It really should be called treacherous computing. I mean, the encryption keys are going to be kept secret from you, and how your computer works is going to be under the control of those with the encryption keys, and it's going to be Microsoft, IBM, the government. I mean, the potential for abuse of this.
Well, Microsoft and IBM are national security fronts.
I mean,
IBM was a division of Adolf Hitler's military. By the way, that's mainstream history for those that don't know. It is a division of that, and then, of course, Microsoft's another front for the NSA. Go ahead.
Well, the potential for the abuse of this is just horrible, and it's a criminal violation to circumvent this system under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which was signed by Bill Clinton in 1998.
Yes.
Google, I want your listeners to Google the article, Can You Trust Your Computer?, written by Richard Stallman, who was in the AI lab at MIT.
That was Wired magazine, correct?
Yeah, you should get him on your show, in fact. He could talk to you
No. Months ago, I told Eddie Bear to get him on. That's Trey's nickname. That's his girlfriend calls him that, so we joke now. Their chihuahua is called Pickle Bear. But why don't you... Got to throw some fun in here as everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Why don't you email Trey that, because I'll end up forgetting. I got to go work on a book I'm writing for 2 hours right when I got off air. Then I'm looking at a film Burnus is making, which I'm kind of master directing. He's the director. So I'm kind of full tonight, but I don't want to forget. I meant to have that guy on, Trey, with an E at Infowars.com.
All right. We'll do it.
T-R-E-Y. But for those that don't know, here's the Courier News. Cops use Department of Homeland Security money to scan fingerprints at checkpoints. And it says in L.A. And in San Diego, 500 mobile fingerprint scanners at random checkpoints. Oh, that's land of the free, home of the brave. Cops physically scanning you. Remember, you scan to get your driver's license. I told you this would happen 11 years ago because I had the executive order. Here we are. when they hit you with a bioweapon, and just don't believe the television as you crawl around dying with your children, watching your television as the bio attack goes on. Just at least know the government killed you when you're dying, America. At least do that, okay? At least admit I was right when you're dying! Because this whole police state grid is so they can bio attack you. Anything else, sir?
I heard you might go to the DNC in Denver. I might go to that myself.
I'm going.
Yeah, I might see you there.
All right, I'll be flapping about.
Okay.
Hey, brother, I like it. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, see you, Alex.
Yeah, here it is. It's all over, folks. I mean, they're coming. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. I mean, you know, I'm just a normal guy. I read the Telecommunications Act. They said they're going to listen to all your phone calls without warrants and track you down to 3 feet. So I'll tell you about it. 12 years ago. Google announces they're watching you with cameras and microphones and all the computers, and all the new computers have it, most of the old. And I mean, I'm just freaking out here. I know you think that's normal. You know me, I don't think it's normal. More of your calls straight ahead, 877-590-5525.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 18, 2008. Gold opened at $954.60 an ounce. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $981.85, $483.50 for half ounce, and $241.75 for quarter ounce. That's $981.85, $483.50, and $241.75.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mixed with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2 month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Love is a burning thing,
and it makes,
a fiery ring.
Bound
by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, burns.
Hey, police,
burns.
You're not getting
ring of fire.
Fallujah controlling type technology. for us idiot moron civilians, as you call us with your military terminology. I love it when mayors call us civilians, and that's proper. We're in a military dictatorship. You need to understand, police, you're going to be hurt by your criminal overlords, too. So just keep lying to yourself and saying the government's good. You're going to find out. Cops use DHS money to scan fingerprints at checkpoints. This is the Courier newspaper. High-tech gadget instantly reveals identities. And it talks about how Homeland Security paid to give the LAPD 500 of them and how they, it says, they randomly stopped over 2,000 vehicles and scanned every one of them. Guilty until proven innocent. Just, all right, put your thumb on here. Oh, and it says that they made 14 arrests, one of them for a parole violator. Guilty until proven innocent. Imagine what the Germans could have done with a thumb scanner. Now, see, notice, magically all these states just magically have your thumbprint for the last 10 years as they phase it in. Texas, before that, we were the first state. 93 it was put in, the DPS. And I talk to people in Texas, I go, don't you remember thumbprinting? And they go, no, that's a conspiracy. And I go, remember the little box, the red line? Oh, yeah. But they'll go, well, wait a minute, that wasn't a thumbprint. There won't no ink. I mean, they're just built to deny, built to be slaves, built to never admit. I'm just like, fine, you didn't get thumbprinted. Oh, there's nothing you slaves won't take. But I'll never forget, right before Tom Brokaw retired, one of the last newscasts he did, I have it on tape, they announced what was in Fallujah, and they said that first they told everybody to leave the city. Those that didn't, they artilleried the entire place, bombed it, killed tens of thousands, women, children, you name it. And then everybody that came back in got thumbprinted, face scanned, and given a card. And that's the same system. See, the same that all 50 states have. It's a global system. And they told him, it was on the news, they said, if you ever get caught without this card, you will be shot on the spot. And then if you read actual policy, they just line you up and kill you if you don't have it, in, quote, certain sectors. Kind of like Private Gruckheimer came back to the Ithaca Journal in 2002 and said, oh, we go into villages and kill every man, woman, and child. And then the Army came out and said, well, we want to clarify. That's only in certain zones do we kill all the women and children. War crimes, pure evil. People are flipping out, though. They're taking my challenge to read the White House memos about torturing children. We were just in there on YouTube a minute ago reading the comments as folks flip out on this one page going and reading the White House documents about torturing small children. Yep, you see, it's true. You are being watched with the camera on your computer and the microphone. Your digital cable boxes do track and trace and listen to you audibly with AI audio systems. I said I'd go to your calls. You know, it's just, I'm not the radical here. I'm one of the normal, sane people. So, no Fourth Amendment, and then when people try to videotape these illegal, unconstitutional thumb-scanning checkpoints, the cops come over and arrest you. Man, they're going to videotape us, the slaves, but you don't videotape God. You understand? You just wait and enjoy it. Hey, cops, when your mom and dad lose their pensions, but you're still out getting to feed on us, don't worry. When your wife loses her job, when your husband loses it, that's your loving government. That's your loving New World Order. And when your 18-year-old son dies of a fast-acting glaucoma or, you know, fast-acting leukemia, just go take more vaccines, all right? Don't believe people like me. Doesn't matter if I had a medical doctor and a scientist on last week reading all the declassified documents where they put cancer viruses in your shots or how they engineered AIDS. Don't believe me. Don't believe the statistics of 1 in 33 would get cancer, and now it's 1 in 3. Just believe your loving government. Don't believe Alex Jones, because it doesn't matter. Your masters are going to hurt you just as bad as they hurt me. And you know what? You're going to get what's coming to you. Your masters that you love are going to hurt you real bad. And you know what? I'm mad. I'm mad that I have to do this. I'm mad that my life's ruined. I'm mad that it's such a sick world we live in with this candy-coated bull of all these fake newscasters that are trained to, the women to look at you like they care about you and they like you. You know, they train those female anchors to act like they're coming on to you. And you think the TV screen's real. You think she's really there coming on to you at a subconscious level. Or the fake guy acting like the good, trustworthy football coach. They have these different archetypes for different newscasters manipulating you. And, of course, they're just idiot morons that don't know anything either. They're just there playing their little part to sell you death. Well, I refuse to take part in it anymore. Let's go ahead and talk to Forrest, then Joyce, Tom, Paula, and others. Forrest from California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Has given, I guess so, Alex Jones, your show has given us so much inspiration, and all the modern heroes such as you and Tex Mars and Jordan Maxwell and that man that was on the other day on Friday. It's just given us like so much faith energy, and what we always got to realize is that our eye is on the prize, and that is of peace and harmony and of prosperity, and those are things of God, and God's coming. It all depends on us, like you've been. And
the problem is the sold out churches on international payroll. Most preachers, 26,000. That's most of your prominent preachers have already been hired for 2.5 years. They're paid to give false sermons. It's just totally, they are, you understand, the preachers are paid by the government. I told you a year before it was mainstream news.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's total tyranny right there.
Yeah.
Secretly funded preachers everywhere? God help us.
Yeah. You've been very prophetic through your movements and through your internet news information and through your talk radio.
I told you you'd have checkpoints 10 years ago, thumb scanning you.
Yes, sir.
I got a stack of them all over the country doing it. Washington Post, you name it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, all of these things, it's all part of the process because at the end, God's coming, and it's coming through us and through this planet. That's why the establishment is really stepping up things, and it has to do with the planetary alignments. Because each one of us has so much awesome energy that we can receive from God. And
Look, the main deal is I don't get into all of the esoteric and the rest of it. I cover that because the elite believe in it, okay? They thought it was the end of the world when Hitler was killing people. They thought it was the end of the world in Russia when Stalin and Lenin were doing it. They thought it was the end of the world in Cambodia, okay? And I'm not saying you're not standing up and fighting, but most of these church people think they're going to get raptured out of this, and they always think it. And when they're losing their houses and their pension funds, but a lot of them are just going to go put black uniforms on and strut around and love the system. They're just cowards, a nation of cowardly filth. I don't want to hear that we're not a nation of cowardly filth either. We have killed 50 million babies with abortion. Show a lot of good people in this country, and I love this country. We're just like the rest of the world, falling into absolute despotism. There are a lot of evil people that want to eat your lunch and push you around and control you, and they're using high-tech propaganda to do it. Now it's time for you to wake up and admit I've been right about it all. I'm talking to all the deniers out there. You've been listening to me for a long time, a bunch of you, and you know it's all getting bad. It's going to get a lot worse if you don't wake up. You understand? They're going to move on us and really get bad if you don't wake up. You understand? If you don't stand up, it's over! You understand that?
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. remember your drinking mate, and wake up feeling great.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Folks, I'm a very calm person in private. I get on air and I start thinking about police running warrantless checkpoints, thumb scanning people, taking blood, no due process, everything falling apart, the dollar dying, the idiot public has no idea. I mean, I talk to people who are in business, who are successful, who are millionaires, and they don't know. I happened to be at a meeting like a month ago, and there had to be a pretty good-sized oil company owner there. Wasn't one of the majors, but, you know, the guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and he didn't know the dollar was devalued. I mean, what is wrong with you people? What is wrong? And I just saw Al Gore, who was in my hometown, Austin, my adopted hometown. I'm actually from Dallas. And running around spreading his propaganda. The guys, it's just all fake. There's no liberal conservative. They want a global tax. He finally proposes it. This is the liar that in 1992... said that he invented the Internet. Was it 94? I forget. Point is, the Internet was admittedly originally developed in the mid-60s by MIT, the Pentagon, DARPA. And then in the 70s, what you could call the Internet was really born. And when you go to the Wikipedia page or the encyclopedia page or TV shows about the making of the Internet, years ago, I interviewed the guy, the British lord now, who was credited with designing it. I know he's a knight. He was knighted for it. I guess that kind of makes him a lord. But doesn't matter. The point is that Al Gore has no claim on that. He just lies. But that's why he gets a Nobel Prize by the big globalists, because they love congenital liars. They absolutely love this dirtbag out lying, saying the earth is heating up because of carbon dioxide, when all the major studies show that's a fraud. And the earth heating up is a good thing. But the sun has been heating for decades, and now it started cooling. But facts don't matter. If he says he invented the Internet, maybe he made God, you know. Maybe Al Gore gave birth to God. Maybe Al Gore created the Big Bang. I mean, why not just say Al Gore is God? Degenerate piece of trash. and I have to watch all these idiot liberals just worshiping Bill Clinton and Al Gore and all these scum. You're just as bad as the George Bush worshipers. Again, you couldn't wake up to Bill Clinton's evil because he was a liberal and you'd invested your personal power in it. You associate your power with it. And with George Bush, all these fake conservatives, you couldn't wake up. It's time to wake up to the left-right paradigm. And people have done that. Congress has an 11% approval rating. That's the first time anything like that's ever happened. I mean, it never got below the 30s. Just a few years ago. Both parties are hated. That's the good news, corrupt people. You better know the jig's up. Now, the public doesn't have an inkling how bad it is, but they've got an inkling that they're being screwed and lied to and that it doesn't matter what party's what. So don't get fooled by this big spectacle and all this baloney. I'm only going to the DNC and maybe the RNC, too, because they're banning protests. You got microwave guns out there, sound cannons. I want to catch cops provocateuring like we've caught them in other places. Yeah, cops dressed up like anarchists. I want to bust them again, blow their cover again. I just absolutely love blowing their cover. And I'm going to be there blowing your cover again, scum. Also, they can stomp on my First Amendment. Tom in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome to the airwaves worldwide.
How are you? How are you?
Good, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just, you know who I am, but I'll tell you later. Listen, the National Security Strategy document, are you familiar with that, Alex?
Yes.
I don't think most of America knows about it. September 2007, when it was passed by the Bush administration, a document that defines how the U.S. will interact with international communities and being unilateral in nature, which means it'll go in and do whatever it wants to do.
And preempt and nuke whoever they want and everything else. Totally criminal.
Exactly right.
And by the way, Barack Obama has put out a policy report that mirrors it all. Attacking, no difference. And the left suddenly is going, yeah, war, yeah, yeah, we like it. I'm tough. They're starting to strut around going, I like war. I'm sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
And they're going to be operating outside the boundary of international law, and they're saying that they're going to be interacting. Well, where does the word interaction come in with unilateral? It doesn't make any sense. It's like double talk.
Everything's, it's all criminal.
It is criminal.
Sir, the global leaders are in Bohemian Grove right now with thousands of gay porn stars. I mean, that's mainstream news.
They want to puke.
Well, I mean, the point is, that's your Christian conservative leaders. It's totally fake. I mean, it's totally fake, totally
American
fake.
American power, and it makes me sick to my stomach.
It's just like Rome, folks. I mean, again, I'm not kidding. Let's not exaggerate. It is admitted that as many as 1,000 female prostitutes are brought in just for the two surrounding towns, Monterio and Occidental. They just fill them with prostitutes. I've been there during the event. I mean, there's just, you know, 6-foot blondes and brunettes walking around everywhere outside the camp, jets landing, disgorging male prostitutes worldwide. So we don't know the numbers inside, just mainstream news reports that their valets are gay porn stars. I mean, that's where Bush and all of them go. It's right in front of you. They're just laughing at you. Remember Jeff Gannon, the gay porn star in the White House?
Yes, I remember that.
I mean, again, I'm not even bashing, quote, gay people here. The whole point is, this is how decadent it is.
Yeah, it's
decadent. I mean, Richard Nixon, do you know the Richard Nixon quote about the orgies they have in there?
Oh, yeah, I think he made a remark that he would never return, did he not?
Yeah, we can't say it on air. You can go listen to it. It was always in Harper's, but not published. And then the Harper's writer wrote a book about it in the 90s after he died, and people didn't believe it. And so then what happened was they went ahead to Harper's 3 years ago, released the tape. We can't play it here. There's so much GDing and effing, and, you know, but the point is he talks about it all just huge satanic homosexual orgies. I mean, that's your leaders, folks, and they got neutron bombs, nerve gas helicopters waiting for you, total brainwashing. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I did want to touch on HARP for a moment. I was going to sleep the other night, and I was just flicking through the TV, and I passed Superman 3, and it was amazing how they were explaining HARP back in 1983 on Superman 3 taking over the Colombian coffee crops, which blew my mind.
They throw it all in your face, sir.
And then, yeah, what I'm saying
listen, Mayor Ray Nagin.
Reality, correct?
Yes, but Mayor Ray Nagin starred in Oil Storm that aired 6 months before, where an exact hurricane hits and the exact same thing happens in New Orleans.
Which movie was that?
Oil Storm on FX.
Oil Storm.
I mean, the mayor starred in his own movie. Just like Fox TV. And then I had the star of the show, the Lone Gunman, and X-Files show up at my door. I mean, it's on the web. Dean Haglund, he said, yeah, the CIA approached us and planted those stories on us, and I want to tell you, I'm freaked out.
Oh, my.
He called Chris Carter on the day of 9/11 and said, what is this? And what happens in that episode? A hijacked jet by remote control to be flown to the World Trade Center to be blamed on Afghanistan to launch this new war on terror, and it's really a group in the military doing it, and they're doing it, and they use a drill to make the rest of NORAD stand down. Exactly what happened on 9/11.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable. You've got hundreds of examples of this.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you doing what you're doing. And thank you.
Well, thank you.
Tell everybody about this show, okay, Alex?
Well, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate it. Yeah, for those that don't know, Dean Haglund, a star of X-Files and Lone Gunman. Paul looks completely flipped out in there. Yeah, Paul, Google Dean Haglund, Alex Jones. Go to YouTube. Let's play people when we come back a minute or two of it. I mean, there's hundreds of versions of it. It's originally on PrisonPlanet.tv. I did two different interviews. He came to town. I interviewed him at my house. I get a call, and it's like, this is Dean Haglund. And I'm like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, this is Dean Haglund. I said, well, why don't you come? You know, if you're coming into town, come on by my house. I'll interview you. So he sat right there in my office, and I videotaped it. And then about a year later, he came back. This is a couple years ago. Came back into Austin, sat in studio. And the CIA approached them and said, we want you to put this stuff in your plot because it's part of a victory dance. Criminals love to celebrate. It's letting you know, yes, we murdered you. We're going to keep murdering you. We're going to hurt you real bad, and you're going to like it. Okay? All right. We're going to murder you because we are your gods. PrisonPlanet.com. My new film, Truth Rising's out. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
I just Googled Dean Haglund / Alex Jones, and we didn't have time to cut into the exact area where he was talking about the CIA planting plots on him. But since I brought it up, and again, this is just audio here on the radio, but on the web, it's video of the interview I did with him at my house, so the audio is not the best. I didn't even put wireless mics on him. Here, go ahead and roll it. Roll a little bit of it.
Combination. You know, the popularity of the gunman had a large conspiracy contingent to it, and so they were going after that fan base, and less from the shippers and the, you know, who loved Mulder and who loved Scully kind of thing.
Your pilot episode, tell us about that plot.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a pilot episode for The Lone Gunman, where the basic plot was the gunman had to stop a plane from flying into the World Trade Center 8 months before it actually happened. So when we got the script, it said, you know, plane, World Trade Center. They filmed an entire airplane. They had a green mat screen, so they put the shot of the New York skyline in with the plane flying directly at it. And just seconds before, we get computer control, we get it back to the pilots, and the pilots can pull the plane up and avoid hitting the World Trade Center. And part of that plot was that, as it said in the script, that this was to start an international war on terror. That this was, you know, the Cold War's over. And that
show's almost over. I'm going to take some calls and respect the callers. Next week I'm going to take a lot of calls, folks. I just had to cover all that police state news. It almost lessens the severity of it, how we just commonly report, oh, mass graves, mass coffins, crematoriums for the public, mainstream news, youth brigades, warrantless checkpoints, National Guard doing gun confiscations in America, in Illinois. But then Dean Haglund gets into how the CIA planted a bunch of plots on him. Let's go ahead and go to, well, somebody disagrees here, but I got to hurry, Hal, because I want to get to Joyce and Chris and everybody else. Hal in Oregon, head of the line, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to respond to something that you and Mark Korenke were talking about last time about the national park system. Mm-hmm. He had made a comment that the national parks were hawked to the IMF, and I was wanting to call to tell you I don't believe that Congress could hawk to the IMF what it granted to the American citizen back.
Well, they did, sir. I mean, it's been in the international agreements. I mean, Congress, Bush isn't supposed to declare that Congress isn't involved in continuity of government, but it is. I mean, there's all sorts of things now. I mean, here's an example. The head of NORTHCOM signed an agreement to use Canadian and NATO troops inside the U.S. 2 months ago, 3 months ago, to, quote, fight terrorists. And Congress flipped out and said, we didn't authorize that. I mean, before, Congress had to commission all officers, because you couldn't have one branch of government controlling the military. Now they've got giant merc forces, mercenaries. I mean, it's all just lawless evil, sir.
Alex, I understand all that. It's not that I'm even disagreeing with you on that part. I'm saying that when you research the law out about this, and I have done this very...
Oh, it's fraudulent that they've handed the country over, yes.
Well, the thing I'm saying is that it has not yet been challenged, that point. And I guess my contention was that by making a comment for people to hear, that almost gives into that position was a it kind of violated my senses, because I know after doing the research that when a proper argument comes forward, and I'm not saying that there's a judiciary here that can actually hear this.
No, it was a fraudulent conveyance, and you're absolutely right. They don't really own all our national parks and millions of other acres, but they have armed people that believe they do. And if you ever try to take the parks back from America, they will engage you militarily. And that's why we call it tyranny. You're absolutely right, sir. You are correct. Okay, our point is they say it's theirs. But you're right. They can say I don't have a Second Amendment. I still do. Joyce in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Joyce, and I can't quite match your power, but I can tell you that I've been preaching this stuff for 30 years, door to door. Nobody had listened to me. And the organization I was preaching with, which was Jehovah's Witnesses, has also sold out to the UN. They sold out to RAND. They own 51%. They own 51% of RAND Corporation. They're just as evil as all the other churches
well,
out there.
That's what I was going to say, ma'am.
The same
ma'am,
thing as all
ma'am,
the other churches.
Ma'am, I mean, any mainline group. 26,000 preachers. Now, we told you this when it was secret. Now it's admitted. I were secretly paid and tell their flocks to submit to government, go to camps, take shots, worship government, render unto Caesar, Romans 13. So absolutely, I mean, you know, the Catholics, the Baptists, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, not all the branches, but, I mean, major branches of all these groups are under New World Order control right now.
They are. People don't know it. They don't want to believe it. It's frustrating. We tell people every day to buy food, to store food, to get some water, because if they don't, they could be locked in the house and they're going to die. They don't listen. Every day I go out and drive professionally, I see people getting pulled over by cops, and nobody seems alarmed every day.
I hear you. Well, look, they've only doubled, tripled, quadrupled, and more the police, and they got to raise money, and it's just going to get worse and worse. No economy with more and more bureaucrats sucking off of you. Folks, you want to be slaves, you're going to get to be now. Okay, and I mean, it goes for all the people in government. Your families are going to be hurt, too. If you wanted it, you get it. You wanted this. This is what you wanted. You wanted to lay around and deny the tyranny. Well, it's going to get worse and worse. Thank you. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome from Kentucky.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. About a few weeks ago, the Kentucky State Police budget problems. Of course, the state had some problems.
The feds are helping, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, the gas was so expensive per gallon in Kentucky, so the idea was, I heard this newscast, they said, why don't they save gas by having checkpoints? Here we go. Here's tyranny. It's building
that up. That way we can just randomly to save money, how about we just put everybody in prison?
Yeah. That's
how about everybody just live in a prison and we let you out during the day to work? That's what America is turning into. That is the government plan.
Folks, I'm telling you, if you don't wake up and you have that free right to travel, you're going to be cooked
hey,
if you don't wake up.
The Houston airport just put it in. They're going to put it in every major airport. And when I go out of the Austin airport or anywhere else, I am not going to walk through the naked pick-a-boo machine where they scan your naked body and put it in the database and laugh at you.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It's just totally, I'm not wearing a taser bracelet. It's over, criminals. We know you carried out the attacks. We know you want us to be your slaves, and it isn't going to work.
No, it's not. And I'm
jigs up, murderers. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, I just also want to say that the O'Malley's Tavern Entertainment Place put in thumb scanners and also DUI machines. This is a database they set up in there. They already did it, but it's for everybody's safety.
Everything's a database, exactly. And it isn't about stopping drunk driving. It's all about getting you trained to be slaves. Metal detectors are now in some cities going to be on the streets randomly. Just total control. The criminal government is coming. And remember, because they ran out our credit, they bought the world, they bought real assets, now they're devaluing the dollar by design to come in and buy up what's left. This is total dominance. And folks are freaking out about Anheuser-Busch. Folks, it's all foreign. Everything. Halliburton's offshore. Blackwater USA isn't based in the U.S. Everything's leaving. Ford is moving most of its plants to Mexico. They're saying, all the big companies are saying, you're not getting your pensions, or you're not getting your health care, or we're going to cut them. I mean, it's all happening because they know we're schmucks. They know we're cowardly slaves who've been so fat and happy so long, and they tested us, and we put up with them burning churches at Waco and padlocking churches in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we put up with them abortions, and we put up with, I mean, take the Texas Youth Commission, raping children in every facility. Hardly anyone's gotten in trouble. That's in the paper today. Then you know what? The criminals said, let's go for gusto. These schmucks are born to take it. Let's take everything, just like they do in every other country. And so now you're going to get to have it, folks. Now you're going to get to really have what you want. Now you're going to get to have a bunch of military thugs in police uniforms have their way with you like never before. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, and that's what you're exactly right. The military is going to be beefed up at the next Kentucky Derby next year. They're already talking about it.
It's all brainwashing to see troops. It has nothing to do with the real, quote, terrorists happen to exist, like leprechauns or the Maltese Falcon was really flapping around from Pluto, imaginary bull, somebody would just drive a truck in there. That isn't how it works. It's about training you. All over the country, they have the guard out, confiscating guns very quietly. This is your new America. This is the cesspit. You think you get to laugh at the Iraqis and kill them? You get to live like an Iraqi now. You think the globalists just hate the Iraqis? They hate you, too. They hate you even more. Because you used to fight the New World Order, America. You used to be the only country who wouldn't go along with them. I can't believe we've fallen into this. I can't believe this is what we've turned into. And I'm mad because, Chris, we could turn it all around today. It's not too late, but it's almost too late.
It's almost too late, but I am just as mad as you are because it's just I'm not free out here. It looks like a Stasi environment out here.
Well, it hasn't even begun. It hasn't even begun. Sorry, we can't get to the rest of your calls. Back live next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Weekday shows on, of course, InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. Everything I told you is true. This is how a normal person responds when they know there's total tyranny coming down on the beautiful United States of America and worldwide. And the whole world, you better worry. They plan to bring us down and use us as an engine to take you down. God bless you all. Get Truth Rising on DVD at InfoWars.com and get it out. InfoWars.com!
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.